The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Kate Farms was a company I started to save my daughter's life. Katie was 5 years old, she was 15 pounds.
Wow.
And you guys were talking about pizza earlier. Mm-hmm. Inflammation was really making her sick, and she was on formulas like Ensure.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the inflammation from the dairy and chemicals was making her sick. Cerebral palsy caused her to not be able to chew food. So we relied on commercial formulas. I went through every single formula and went to the doctors and said, where's the performance in these drinks? I can't even recognize what's going into my daughter's body. And they said,
at that point, yeah. Did you know that the failure was that how those were made or what was in them? Or you just knew they weren't working for your daughter?
Great question. I mean, I was a pro athlete, semi-failed pro athlete. So I understood the nutrition was key. And with Kate, I couldn't understand why big athletes and big names that I coached and different, they were eating the best foods in the world. And then our sickest people were having access to nutrition that was, I felt, could be a lot better. And so I saw Katie, her hair was falling out. She was losing weight, and it's called failure to thrive. It's when the doctors have no idea why. There's no cancer, there's no other issues. It's just the fact that they can't get the patient, whether he's a senior citizen, to gain any weight. And Katie was failing to thrive. And at that point, 15 pounds at 5 years old, I realized that I could lose her. And so
this happened later in her, so she was born fine, no issues.
Cerebral palsy. She was born with cerebral palsy.
But that didn't affect why she couldn't eat. Like, basically, her body wasn't getting the calories?
So to give you an idea, cerebral palsy is a blanket term for a brain injury. Mm-hmm. She still couldn't get to chew food properly to get enough calories in her body.
Okay.
So before I hit the Seattle Seahawks and NFL teams and Moms on the Go and all these players, I was just trying to feed my daughter Kate. And so the idea behind the formula was to get her superfood nutrition. And the world food meets pharma was just developing.
Mm-hmm.
And people were treating disease with food. And I realized that the big food hadn't caught up to what was going on in the world. And so I wanted to get her all these vegetables to chew, and she couldn't chew these vegetables. So I got a delivery system, a superfood delivery system, through this drink. And then Katie, within 6 weeks, was off every medication. She was on 8 medications.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That really is. Yeah. I mean, and obviously, I mean, you got the Ensure type stuff or whatever. And, you know, there's a lot of older people dreaming. You're putting on calories.
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't the best option. That's the bottom line, right? I mean, they're healthier options. Let's do it better.
Yeah, you're really teeing me up. I appreciate making this easy for me. But, you know, what we're talking about here is what you were talking about pizza earlier. Mm-hmm. Inflammation is America's biggest problem right now. We're finding out that the microbiome, the gut, is creating inflammation. People are on fire, not literally, but their system.
Inside.
And it's creating these cancers, creating these Crohn's diseases, creating these illnesses. And so what we did with Kate is we put out the fire in her body from all the soy and dairy and chemicals, and we created a plant-based superfood nutrition, gluten-free, soy-free, and it was the world's first hypoallergenic shake. And from there, the NFL started calling me and started getting some teams, and life took off. The one time I wasn't trying to make money, it ended up being a solution that a lot of people needed.
Interesting. Yeah.
And I found my life's purpose. You know.
Well, that's always great if you can do that along the way, too. That's fantastic. Inflammation, definitely a problem. I mean, look at machines, computers. It's always the heat. Right? People that have experimented with low-calorie diets, like extreme low-calorie, which sometimes that's not good for you, but they have shown where they slow down the aging process because calories are heat, right? I mean, that's what you're talking about here.
Absolutely. And just to give you two things for your listener, I'm going to with Laird Hamilton, the big wave surfer, and my interview with him is we're going to be in a ice bath during the interview. And there's all kinds of, now that we understand how bad inflammation is, and what we can do to calm it down with a plant-based diet to get rid of these allergens. The everyday man's realizing that food has been killing him for years, and we're changing our entire future. And it starts with Kate, and it increased her performance. And what we really want to do is create a performance drink. And so to get Katie's is always going to be compromised special needs her whole life, my daughter. Mm-hmm. But to get her to live her best life, go to the beach, have the energy, treat her like a super athlete. Treat these seniors like a super athlete. Stop giving them, this is good enough, calories, fat, and whatever.
Right, right.
Really, yeah. To give them super nutrition. And that's where the world's heading. In Texas, everywhere we go, in our stores, central markets where we sell, People are looking for an edge. They're looking to improve themselves, become the best they can be. This has started in LA, and it's going everywhere now.
I mean, look at sugar. I mean, we eat so much sugar. Sugar causes inflammation. We know that. Right. Certain dairies do, too.
Right. I mean, I read a book called The China Study. It's incredible. We all love dairy. We all love cheese. And I'm certainly not a vegan. But you want to try to go the 90-10 rule. Try to have as much as you can inflammation-fighting foods, turmeric and cinnamon for blood pressure. All these things are in my drink. And so now we've spread out to hospitals and other places.
It's funny. I've been on the Whole 30 at times where you eliminate everything and then you put stuff back in. You can find out what triggers. You may not be an allergy, but it's a food sensitivity or something your body doesn't process real well. Dairy, although I've never had a problem with it, is a little bit of a problem for me when I eat too much of it, I've realized, and sugar. So if I'm eating like I normally eat or normally eat, and it's, you know, sugars and dairies, whatever, when I wake up in the morning, especially, I feel it in my joints.
Absolutely.
My joints are sore. My knees, my wrists, I can just feel it. When I eat Whole 30, even if it's for a couple of weeks and cut out most of the sugar and most of the dairy, it's
you're
fine.
A new man.
Everything's fine.
You're a new man.
And that's not some fad diet, whatever. I'm just not eating those things at times, and I feel that much better.
Well, it's incredible. I got to tell you one thing really quick. Casein was the main ingredient in Elmer's glue, and caseinate is in dairy. So if you look at what my daughter was really suffering from, casein was creating a glue in her body, was not allowing her to absorb the ingredients so she could gain weight. So once we got her off of dairy and all that mucus got out of her body and all the medications got out, we were able to heal her so fast. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Everyone, we can heal each other so quickly. And now, for God's sakes, we've got the NFL now doing yoga and plant-based diets and these quarterbacks that are taking care of themselves like Tom Brady. We just need to take better care of ourselves.
So you launch Kate Farms, and people can go to katefarms.com. And tell me about the products in particular. So you've got the drinks. Explain how those.
Okay, so they're ready to drink nutrition. They're soy-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, hypoallergenic, superfood nutrition. They're ready to go in a container, Tetra Pak, like a coconut water. You open it up, and it's ready to go. It took out all the work of the blender and the vitamin cabinet, put it all ready to go. You can buy it at Central Markets, HEB, Amazon.com, Whole Foods. And
are they different textures? Because we got six of them on the screen. If you go to theblaze.com/TV, you can watch us as well. But are the textures, are they creamy? Are they more water-based?
Like a milk?
They're all creamy, and I wanted it to taste like an ice cream milkshake without aftertaste.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I accomplished that. So the right ones were the retail shakes, and the left ones work Core Essentials and Peptide are for the hospitals, and they can be reimbursed through Medicaid if you go to your doctor.
Again, it's at katefarms.com. You can check on it. You said you found this is your life calling now, and we celebrate this as people who have a dream and then actually do and follow up on it or whatever. Tell us about the business aspect in creating this.
Well, Kate Farms, I wondered my whole life. I was in a plane accident in Dallas when I was a little kid, and survived it. So I'm back in Dallas. It's always a triumph for me. And the company, I always wonder what my purpose was my whole life until I found an anger and a love for my daughter to go do something about it. If I was going to lose Kate, I was going to lose myself. I just had to win for her. So the business aspect is when you do something that passionately and you do something that good and you make a product with that much care and love, then the people are usually going to go after it. It's when people build products for margin and build products to create a business story in an inauthentic way, things usually don't work out. But when a person puts it all on the line and creates something that the market needs and gives everything they have, the business usually works out.
Something you're proud of.
Very proud of. And we're growing at a clip that is unprecedented in liquid nutrition right now.
And using our industry as an example, I've worked for media outlets and stations that I was like, okay, we really don't get it done, but you're out there fighting, you're hoping it'll get better and you can make it better. But there's a difference from the places I've worked where I know we do a good job.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to do. There's just that extra little spring in your step. You're focused. You're more passionate about
it. I see that fire in you too. Cause when I was getting interviewed by a guy out here with the anniversary of my accident, I could tell he'd been in the game too long. He didn't have the fire anymore. Hey, you've got to wake up and want to know what makes people tick.
Exactly.
And get excited about it, and your listeners get a nugget, and they can become great. They can do something while they're driving along. Why can't I do something great? And they find nuggets of information here with you guys.
So we'll tweet out a link to it on Twitter. It's @Kate_Farms, and we'll tweet out katefarms.com, the link to the website. Where do you go from here? What's next for you guys?
I started the Kate Laver Foundation, and it's unbelievable. I'm helping families. 84% of special needs families end in divorce. 1% of the funding in America goes to special needs. It's my calling. It's everything. I know everything about it. And so I'm there to try to bring awareness to the industry, get capital for families. They're devastated financially. It's something that people want to turn away from. It's not because they don't care. It's because it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I don't know how to deal with that guy's dream falling apart with his child being born. So people ignore it.
It's too hard. They can't process it.
No, they can't. I couldn't process it.
Yeah.
But you know what? There is a dream. There is a wonderful family. We're just a normal family. And so we raised $1 million our first year. I'm going to do $3 to $5 million in year two, and I want to do $100 million and give money across the country to special needs family and be a voice for these families. The product, the company is on a trajectory to be the insurer of the future. And I think that the charity is my inspiration.
It's so amazing, Cal. You hear, how many people have we talked to? There are so many people out there creating really good products and companies. It's amazing we keep finding people. You'd asked me just 2 years ago. I said, well, there's some people out there, whatever. But it doesn't matter if it's tech, it's medical, whatever. Just creating companies,
you know,
really good stuff.
We were talking the other day about new industries that were, you know, the old models don't work anymore. The old models of I guess, chains and things like that don't work anymore. And there's so many small, passionate, startups that are creating new industries and new jobs and new ideas and just changing the way that people
You know why? It's because we're going back to the start. We're realizing we took a turn for industrial things. We're all trying to find that farm to table. We're all trying to find that authenticity of the entrepreneur. We're all trying to find that guy that can be the hero. And the consumer's going, I trust the guy at the farm stand. Entrepreneur more than I trust big corporation.
Oh,
and that's all happened the last 10 years, like you said. And it's fun because you're like, oh my God, this guy can go out and start a radio station and if he wants it bad enough, can create something. And that renaissance in American fight is a beautiful thing.
That's who we are. I think that's mainly in our DNA as people, but certainly as Americans. That's who we are at the corner.
And that's Kate Farms. That's really Kate Farms is a fight story. It's a willing to get back up and go against the biggest companies and try your hardest and create a better solution. Yeah.
Well, there was no failure. I mean, I have children. He has children. I can't imagine what watching your child go through that.
Yeah.
And for you, it was like, this has to succeed or else my daughter dies.
Right. So that was the difference. I failed at a lot of other ventures.
Right.
Because I was missing this ingredient. This guy told me, he goes, you know what the difference with Howard Schultz is between... He looked at his business at Starbucks.
Howard Schultz from Starbucks.
Yeah, pardon me.
Yeah.
He looked at his business like I looked at my daughter. That was why most Americans, they got to find that fire for whatever. You've got to want it so bad. So I just walk away if someone, but my daughter, I couldn't. I had to win. And I knew I was going to win. No matter who came up against me, if the competition wanted to fight, you're going to have a fight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to win. I'm going to come up. And so getting to the finish line and watching my family, because this is what happens. The child is sick. The family falls apart, the marriages fall apart, and this cycle goes downhill. But when you win with just a simple thing like nutrition, then all of a sudden the family wins, Katie's happy. Now we can give back to other families. It's a miracle. It's a wonderful thing.
That's a cool story. I just tweeted out a link to it. It's katefarms.com. On Twitter, it's @Kate_Farms. Richard, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.